Good morning. This is Max Sturks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders about acreage history and yield updates. As part of the passage of the 2014 Farm Bill, both the direct and countercyclical, which is DCP, and average crop revenue election, which is the acre program, were both eliminated. Two new programs, ARC and PLC, ARC is agriculture risk coverage, which offers revenue protection for both price and production, and PLC is price loss coverage, which offers price protection against prices set by the statute reference price for the specific covered commodities. Those are both enacted. The Farm Bill also allows landowners a one-time decision to reallocate base acres and or update the countercyclical yields on their farms. The reallocation of base acres is determined by the farm's 2009 through 2012 planted history of covered commodities. The updating of the countercyclical yields is determined by taking the simple average of the years 2008 through 2012, where the covered commodity was planted in those years. Iowa's covered commodities include barley, corn, sorghum, oats, soybeans, and wheat. Point to note, base acres for any farm cannot be increased for any reason. However, base acres can be reallocated if the farm owner chooses to do so. We have a few key dates to keep in mind for the new ARC program. The yields and basis can be updated from now until February 27th of next year. We recommend if you come by our office to do so, please complete your calculations prior to coming to our office. Producers have from the 17th of November of this year through March 31st of next year to elect which program, either the ARC or PLC program, they wish to participate in for the life of the Farm Bill through 2018. And after the 31st of March date of next year, the enrollment process for both the 2014 and 2015 crop years begin. Next, we have some information on the county committee voting. Ballots for this year's county committee election were mailed to eligible voters on November 3rd. Voters must return their ballots and either have them postmarked or returned to their FSA county office by the close of business on the 1st of December. If they participate or cooperate in any FSA program that's provided by law, persons who are of legal voting age and have an interest in a farm or ranch as an individual or as the authorized representative of an entity are eligible to vote, as are both spouses where the property is owned jointly. If your operation is located in a local administrative area that's having an election this year and you did not receive a ballot, contact your local FSA office. Now, rural youth loans. FSA makes loans to rural youth to establish and operate income-producing projects in connection with 4-H clubs, FFA, and other agricultural groups. Projects must be planned and operated with the help of the organization advisor. They need to produce sufficient income to repay the loan and provide the youth with practical business and educational experience. The maximum available loan amount is $5,000. There are several requirements that must be met for youth eligibility. These include compliance with FSA's general eligibility requirements. Participants must be 10 to 20 years of age, reside in a rural area, city, or town with a population of 50,000 or fewer people, and they must conduct a modest income-producing project in a supervised program of work and demonstrate capability of planning, managing, and operating the project under the guidance and assistance from the project advisor. For additional program information, loan applications, and other materials, contact your local FSA office. Next, crop year 2014 marketing assistance loans. Now that harvest is in full swing, grain producers are reminded that FSA provides short-term financing through low-interest commodity marketing commodity loans on their eligible harvest production. These 9-month marketing assistance loans, or MALs, allow producers to store their production either on the farm or in a warehouse for later marketing. Producers who share in the risk of production of the eligible commodity, who maintain beneficial interest in that commodity throughout the term of the note, are eligible to receive a marketing assistance loan. To maintain beneficial interest, producers must retain the ability to make decisions about the commodity, they must be responsible for loss because of damage to the commodity, and they must have title to the commodity. Once beneficial interest in a commodity is lost, it's ineligible for a loan, even if beneficial interest is later regained. If any grain under an MAL is going to be sold or is sold and needs to be moved to the elevator, a 15- or 30-day marketing authorization needs to be obtained. A call or visit to our office is all that's needed to begin the process. Failure to obtain a marketing authorization is considered unauthorized disposition. The financial penalties for those unauthorized dispositions are severe, and producers' names remain on a loan violation list for a 2-year period. So always call before you haul any grain under loan. Finally, the Farm Storage Facility Loan Program. Farm Storage Facility Loan Program allows producers of eligible commodities to obtain low-interest financing to build or upgrade farm storage and handling facilities. The maximum principal amount of a loan through the Farm Storage Program is $500,000. Participants are required to provide a minimum down payment of 15%, with Commodity Credit Corporation providing a loan for the remaining 85% of the net cost of the eligible storage facility and permanent drying and handling equipment. Loan terms range from 7 to 10 to 12 years and are available depending upon the amount of the loan. Interest rates for each term may be different. They're based on the rate at which the Commodity Credit Corporation borrows from the Treasury Department and are set at the time of loan approval. The interest rate does continue for the life of the loan. Applications for facility loans must be submitted to the county FSA office that maintains the farm records. Facility loan applications must be approved before any site preparation or construction can begin. Several commodities are eligible for farm stored facility loans. These include corn, sorghum, wheat, oats, and barley that is harvested as whole grain or other than whole grain, hay, soybeans, renewable biomass, honey, and any fruits, including nuts and vegetables, for cold storage facilities. For more information about the facility loan program, contact your local FSA office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.